Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Connected for Real training, how to balance your marriage and your business for God's sake. I'm so excited. I cannot tell you how excited I am. I planned this out. I ran this a couple of times. It keeps getting better and better. But now I had a breakthrough. So I'm extra excited because I'm doing things differently. I'm doing it my way. I am throwing all the rules out the window. So you may find me imperfectly doing this, but having a lot of fun. So let's get into it. For all of you who don't know me, I will get into my story, but my name is Revetzin Batren Grossman. I am a marriage coach for women in business. How I got there is I was a graphic designer for 15 years. I studied in Pratt Institute in New York and worked on Fifth Avenue, made Aliyah, worked for Ben Gassner in Jerusalem, who's the top graphic designer in the entire city and probably country. Then I opened up my own thing and started getting my own clients and grew my business. And as I'm growing my business, I am becoming more and more successful. And my husband, who is a rabbi, is sort of not getting anywhere he wanted to get to, or, you know, sort of doing the same thing and not seeing the growth. And there's a little bit of distance that's starting to happen just because I'm going out doing my things and he's sort of like, you know, like bitter. So it wasn't very pleasant in the house. And I tried going to all these marriage things and all the advice and all the whatevers. And because this was my top priority and, you know, we're both very committed to our marriage, I was trying to figure out why all of the advice isn't working until one day I finally stumbled on the answer. And the answer is that all the old-fashioned advice is designed for the old-fashioned marriage, where the woman was sort of following her husband and the husband was the one who was on top. And all of the advice is sort of, you know, bridging the gap in order to get the woman empowered and able to hold her own space and sort of even. And that moment when they're equal, then it's like, okay, great. Now you got it. But what do you do when the wife's on top and she's more successful and she knows what she's doing? She does all this inner work and he's sort of like in a funk, or he's just doing his thing, right? That is a new thing that's happening. And is, I mean, new, you know, it didn't happen yesterday, but we are that generation of empowered women who went out and did our thing and are learning to shine and are growing and are taking risks and leaping in and, you know, leaning in and all those things. And our husbands are not getting the same tools or the same energy and funding and all that stuff that's being given to women. And that created this new gap that is very different than what people are used to. And the old-fashioned stuff isn't really working to help. All it does is empowers the woman more. It gives her more independence. And then the gap opens up even further. There, it creates more of a distance. And you almost look down at your husband for not working on himself and not being into self-development or not pushing himself to be something better or bigger or more. It's not pleasant. So one day I was in a conference, and at that conference, it was for women in business. It was mostly religious women who were all there to learn how to grow their business and, you know, do all the things. Except at the table itself, we started this conversation about, oh, what do you want to do? How do you want to grow? Whatever. We had this nice informal conversation and everybody said pretty much the same thing in different language. It's like, I just want to grow a little because I don't want to get to that place where my business overpowers my family, overpowers my life. I don't want to get, you know, to be those people who get to the million or get to the 100,000, or they break some sort of like ceiling and then their whole world collapses on them, right? There's a big trend that I see in the podcast world and the business world. I made it to my goal and then soon after I got divorced. Like, what happened? What's going on? And that's very scary. It was very scary to me personally, because obviously I didn't want to end up like that. My marriage, my family mattered more. And all these women around the table were saying the same thing. It's like, I'll just grow my business a little bit, enough that I can go on vacation, enough that I can buy a car, enough that I can, you know, save a little, like just enough. I just need a little bit more. And what is that with us? You don't have a table full of men saying that. It's because that, you know, it's just normal that a man wants to get to the top and he's going to make it and he's confident and he's going. Why are we holding ourselves back? And I came home from that conference feeling very frustrated, very upset, very annoyed, very loaded. And I ended up exploding at my husband and taking it all out on him while he's brushing his teeth. Lucky for me, he did not respond and just let me vent and get it all out of my system, because I felt stuck. I felt like he was the reason I was being held back. I was holding myself back because of him. He was going to be jealous. He was going to be resentful. He was going to have to be more of a team player, and he wasn't as involved or, you know, as partnery in certain things. So I just didn't have who to lean on, and I was frustrated at that. I didn't have that same language that we can, you know, talk just like I talk to my business friends. Why can't I talk to you? Why do you, you know, get all emotional or defensive when I say things? Like, same conversation, but goes a totally different way. And I took this all out on him. And, you know, I even remember when I was working in Tel Aviv, I would go to the meeting. I was the important one. I was the person people were asking advice from and what should we do? And they're paying me money to know what to do with their business, right? How many, you know, whatever sets to get from China, and how many colors and which colors should we buy? And, you know, how should we package it? And I was a package designer. That was my specialty. And then I'm like, you know, I come home, and I actually felt like I had to lower the volume on myself and sort of dim the light before I walk in the house so that I don't step on his toes. That's how I used to feel. And it felt really bad because I didn't like that. I didn't like that in the outside world, I got to be a certain way. And then in my house, I sort of had to, like, you know, like deflate, change persona. It was just too much of a shake for my system. And thank God to my husband's amazing wisdom. And thank God for the fact that he's smarter than just, like, you know, exploding back. He listened and listened, and then eventually just said, like, what are you talking about? I'm not jealous. And I don't know where you got that out of, but I'm very happy for you to make more money than me. I'm very happy for you to be successful. Like, just tell me what you want and I'll do it, right? It's like, he basically said, if you make more money than I get more money, what do I care, you know? And I thought, what? That's not what it sounds like. That's not how it feels. You know, here you are walking around being all bitter and resentful. And there's, like, you know, I was once in a marriage class and I described it like this, and I was laughing as I was describing it, but it was so real. It's like, here I am. I built my empire. It's this beautiful, gorgeous, colorful, full of light and air, you know, castle, and I'm the queen, and my husband comes in and throws black everywhere. That's how it felt. That energy of, like, ugh, in contrast with all of the light and the brightness and the life that I wanted to live. And that contrast was really, really difficult for me. And when he says, I don't know what you're talking about, I'm really here with you, I'm really here for you, just tell me what you need, I was like, that went a totally different way than what I thought. You know, here I am taking it out on you, and you turned it around. So we had a really real conversation about what I needed for me to succeed and why I'm actually holding myself back and what I'm afraid of. And, you know, what he can do to help me and what I need to do and what I need from just life in general, like, you know, what supports that's not him necessarily do I need, and so on. Anyway, we had a really good conversation. It led to a couple more conversations and a bunch of tweaks and different, you know, changes that took on life through that experience. And I ended up breaking through. I ended up getting more clients, getting better clients, getting more money, completely breaking through. And my friends who were all around that table in the original part of the story saw this and said, you have to show us how. Like, how did you do this? How did you create that balance in your marriage that your business could grow without breaking your marriage, right? That was everybody's concern, is how do I get this marriage to last through a success? And I didn't know what I did. I just did. I couldn't tell you. So I really sat down and I reverse engineered. I did a lot of introspection. I wrote a lot in my journal. I tried to pull together what steps had to happen for me to get here to the other side, to the, you know, right now, thank God, I have 8 kids. My husband is still a rabbi. He is still figuring himself out. But now it's not so much of a funk. Now it's like a really ideal life for him. He's happy where he is and he's always striving for more. And it feels really nice that we can have open conversations about how to help him without making him feel like I'm trying to change him. And he helps me by making meals and doing the shopping and all sorts of things. So a lot has changed and I got to grow up and be my best self while he is his best self. And we are running this beautiful house and family, and it feels really good. So today what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you this 4 steps to creating that breakthrough. After I reverse engineered it and came up with the name, the Calm Method, and started teaching it to women in business, turns out it is a method that you can use anywhere, anytime, before a situation to plan, after a situation to really fix whatever you messed up or whatever it is. You can use it in the moment of a tantrum. You can use it big picture. You can use it very little picture, right? So it's very versatile. It's very intuitive. It's very powerful and very simple, but also you need to be intentional, okay? So with that being said, you should, if you would like, get intentional now, because it's really, really very different to be listening to this as a, oh, by the way, I'm cooking and cleaning and also listening, versus sitting down and writing notes or sitting down and really focusing. Okay. So I'm just telling that to you up front. What else? Questions? Questions at the end. I'm going to answer any questions you have. I am here until the last question, so don't worry. I am excited about answering questions. I'm very open about everything, or about most things. So please send the questions my way. And I'm being 100% open with you. At the end of my presentation, I will be inviting you to work with me. I have a 3-month program that is private coaching. It's just me and you. There is no group thing. You know, for privacy reasons, I feel like marriage is a very personal endeavor and you don't want to share it with a group. And when we're working on inner stuff and expansion and things that really are very vulnerable and very personal and unique to you, this is the place to do private coaching. So I had groups, I had masterminds, I loved it and they loved it too. But I really found that right now, in this season that we're in, people need to be able to come and open up in a way that can only be done privately. Okay, so I have a 3-month private coaching program. It's called Balance for God's Sake, and I'm going to tell you all about it at the end. So stay tuned. There's also some great bonuses for people who are here and listen to the end. Okay, so let's start. So why am I doing this training? This is a new part I never tell anybody ever. Like, I feel really called to tell you why I'm doing this. In the last couple of months, I found out about too many divorces and separations of people who I know for many, many years, who I've seen while growing up. And I'm shocked. You know, it's like it shakes up your whole system. How do two people who are good people, who are loving and smart and sophisticated and talented and creative and resilient and went through so much together, end up like that? And it really, I'm a very sensitive person. It touches me in a very sensitive place. A, because I know that it's just their journey and it's not my problem and I can't fix anything. And, you know, everybody has their life that they need to live. But it also makes me think, how do we prevent this? Right. And it's not that there's like real problems, you know, like I tell people, if you're 1 foot out the door and you're getting divorced and you're having all these really big explosive issues and there's, you know, I don't know, abuse and things that are really gigantic, go to someone whose specialty is that. I could probably deal with it, but that's not my niche. My niche is the, you know, rewind a little where you are now before it gets worse. When it's actually good, when things are fine. Somebody told me, I love my husband, but I don't like him right now. It's that, right? It's this like, what's actually happening that starts the rubbing the wrong way, that creates that bottling up, that creates the explosion, that creates the, you know, that. Where's that beginning thing? And I found that the beginning thing is with this resentment, the acceptance of, okay, this is what it is. I just have to deal with it. I have little kids, or I'm, you know, stuck in this, so I'll make the best out of it. And so you pray for enough energy to deal with it, or the strength to have the patience to, you know, help me hold my tongue, to be respectful, right? It's like the energy of that surrender type thing. I'm like, okay, this is what it is. I guess I married a lemon and I have to make the best out of it. So I will. And then things happen and it rubs you the wrong way. And then you start creating this distance. And then there's less intimacy and there's less connection and there's less vulnerability. And you start putting up protective walls because you don't want to get hurt. And all these things are just the steps that lead to all these bigger, giganticer things, right? And they happen behind closed doors because we don't actually see when a person is like, oh, you know, it sort of just happens in her head or it happens in her own house and things could be fine. And honestly, because they're both good people, they also sort of make it work and they make it look fine and everything sort of just flows until it doesn't. And then something comes and sort of breaks the whole thing. So I don't really deal with the thing that broke the camel's back. I want to go move back all the way to the beginning where there was a chance for us to create balance, to change the trajectory of where this is going. And we didn't do that because we didn't know how. Okay, so that was the introduction of why I'm doing this. And I'm going to tell you now why I think you're here. Okay. Because this is a amazing training and I'm sure that you're here to get a lot out of it. And you know that you're in the right place because you're married. Okay. I only work with married women and you're either in business or in something that makes you successful or ambitious or, you know, doing the thing. You want to open a business and you don't know how, you're trying to figure it out, you're trying to find yourself, or you already have an established business and you already have a team or you're succeeding. All that is open, right? When I say business, I am very open, but also very specific because I think you know who I'm talking to when I say you're not just anything, right? You happen to be really awesome and you have a lot of things that matter to you. When people say focus, you're like, focused on what? Everything matters, right? like when they tell someone who's creative, like, you need to focus. I'm like, but I love all my projects, right? So that's how it is. I'm not just a fill in the blank. I am a mother and a wife and, you know, and I have passions and I am doing this thing for the community, for the people, for, you know, for God, I have a lot, right? So you know who you are, you're in the right place. And the last thing is, you believe in God. I speak about God. I bring him into everything I do. I do want to say that you do not have to be a certain religion or a certain level of observance to gain from this training or to work with me in general. I believe that in the time and place that we are in history, the common denominator is God and bringing God's light into the world. We are all here to do that. Okay. So I don't care if you were religious and you went off, or if you, you know, are getting more religious, or if you're more religious than me or less religious, I don't care. That is all nonsense. I grew up with a grandfather who always said, all that matters is that you know there's a God and he's right here, right now, right? He sees everything you do. That is what matters. And with that said, we're going to start. Okay. So as I said, you are awesome. And the women who I've been working with tend to fall into three types of personas. Like, I was able to categorize my people into three categories. The first one is the status quo stayer. Okay. We're calling her that because she wishes she could grow her business, but is scared that it will come at the expense of her family, her marriage, her children. So she holds herself back. It's like, everything's working just fine. Don't move anything. Don't add, don't subtract, don't go out and do anything new. Like, just keep it calm. And it's great, but it also isn't great. Okay. Like, I don't know if you know, but holding it in is really difficult. I once had one of my births where the ambulance driver said, hold it in, we're almost there. And I looked at him like, are you kidding? It hurts more to hold it in than to go with the flow. And when you're called to serve God in a different way, when you're called to go and shine and light up and give, telling you to hold it in is really, really painful and ends up costing your family because you end up being resentful. Okay. So we're going to talk about that more, but the status quo stayer is one very big group of people who don't go after their dreams because they think that it will create problems in their marriage or that they'll have to pay a price. Okay. The second type is the exhausted entrepreneur. It's, you know, if you've said, why is everything on my shoulders? I do everything around here, right? I want to enjoy my family, but I'm always exhausted. It makes me feel resentful. Things like that is, it's heavy. It's hard work. It's constantly running after the next thing. It's exhausting. Okay. It's like I stay up all night with the baby and then I have to do the work and then I'm running after everything. And it's almost like you're working for your business and it's not the other way around. It is exhausting. And because you feel like you're in this alone, you're doing a lot more than you need to. Okay. So we're going to talk about that. But that really is that second type of women who I see a lot is this like drained emotionally, exhausted physically, and like done, right? And when you're doing that hard work thing, you're in this loop, you can't see past your nose, you can't see beyond what you see right now, and it's very difficult to get into that higher level, okay? The third type is the guilty go-getter. It's those women who do go after their dreams and they do work and they do stay up late and serve their clients and do the thing and they love it. They love their work. They love their business, but they feel guilty. It's like, you know, we have a pretty good marriage, but I wish that I could spend more time with my husband, or I wish I could spend more time with my kids. I feel like it could be even better if I wasn't as busy, but I'm always working and it sort of feels like work is a convenient escape because, you know, it gives me fulfillment and my work and my home doesn't, right? That's the type of thing we're talking about, is like you are aware of certain workaholic tendencies, but they just happen to work for you because they're plugging a need or allowing you to escape to somewhere that feels safe. Being home doesn't feel like you could be at home. Okay. And that's something that's going to rub the wrong way and eventually sort of explode as well. Okay. So we have the status quote, stayer, the exhausted entrepreneur, and the guilty go-getter. Okay. You let me know who you are. I find that it's really fascinating to see how everybody sees themselves. Okay. So after today, I want you to walk away, hopefully with a smile, with this go-to tool that will help you ditch overwhelm, know exactly what to do, make decisions with ease, create balance. Basically, instead of being pulled in all the different directions, what we're going to try to do is know exactly what to do in every aspect of your life and sort of integrate them together to create that balance. Okay, so what does a sense of balance mean? We're gonna sort of take it in the three different parts of the title, how to balance marriage and business, for God's sake. So what does balance mean, or what does balance look like? So right away, when I think of balance, I think of yoga. I love my yoga teacher. I do yoga once a week. And when she does balance poses, basically most of the work is at the core, right? Instead of flailing your limbs and trying to hold on and not to fall and, you know, feeling fumbled, it's, you know, being very, very strong, holding your ground, feeling stable. There's a calm and a strong feeling. That's what I think of when I think of balance. And when I take that and bring it into marriage and in business, basically in marriage, it looks like, you know, getting the help and the support from your husband, feeling like you're a team. You want your husband to be proud of you, to recognize what you do, to acknowledge how much you do for him and for the family, right? You want to feel appreciated and loved and cherished. A lot of people are finding balance when they switch to a new stage of life. I love that. It's such a good point. So yes, exactly. Okay. So in marriage, you want that team player, right? The partner, the thing that feels like he gets me and we're in this together. We're on the same page. We're seeing eye to eye. In business, balance looks like confidence to show up and serve and create impact and see results and feel productive and really having that sure feeling that you're on the right track and not wondering if I'm supposed to do something differently because something isn't working here, right? And the last part of balance, you know, I talk a lot about marriage and business, which, by the way, marriage includes, you know, children, in-laws, all the relationships, and business includes all the things that you're doing. It could be everything from your passions and the thing that lights you up and the thing that makes you money and the thing that you do, you know, in this world. Okay. Besides those two things, the other core pillar is you. And how do you balance yourself, right? Don't forget, you are the container that holds all the parts of your life. So what does balance look like in that pillar? It looks like peace, that inner peace, knowing exactly what to do when, a sense of calm and joy and just freedom to be yourself and do the things the way that work for you, right? It's like no guilt, no overwhelm, no feeling hurried, not afraid or annoyed or frustrated, just plain happy. And part of that you container is showing up in every single role in your life as your best self, right? That's all we want. We want to be our best selves. Raise your hand if you want to be your best self, best version of myself. That's all I want. So what do we do when we want to be the best version of ourselves? We either do it all or do nothing at all. Okay. I don't know about you, but maybe you've had these like surge of energy that ends up like a crash. When I think of being my best self, the first thing that comes to mind is that I'm going to clean the whole house, make cookies, and be in a good mood when my husband comes home. Never works. It never works because I'm trying to do it all. And then I end up exhausted and I crash and I end up taking it out on everybody and everything. And it doesn't work. Right? In my business, doing it all, it looks like being everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, trying ads, running challenges, going live, guesting, podcasting, trying everything. Like you're in this go, 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 do energy. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting. Or what happens is we do nothing at all because we want to be our best selves. Then we're like, well, my best self doesn't work. My best self doesn't put my children as second best or my husband, you know, he's top priority. So we ignore our dreams, put everything on the back burner and put it on hold for one day, right? When something happens, when I have time, right? The round to it. Remember those circles that said, I'm around to it? We basically do nothing. We do nothing at all, right? Raise your hand if you're waiting for the right time. She says, how do you know? Because I've been there. We've all been there. You either do all or nothing. And that all or nothing is not getting you anywhere close to the best version of yourself. If anything, it's creating resentment. Okay? It's exhausting. It's draining. And you end up resentful. It sounds something like this. I do so much for you and no one appreciates me around here, right? Because I do. I'm doing so much. And, you know, the family doesn't appreciate. I do so much in the business. Nobody clicks. Nobody opens my emails. Nobody schedules a call. Whatever it is, right? There's like this resentment of, ugh, why do I do everything if it doesn't even pay? So it creates resentment when you try to do everything and it's like, I do so much for everyone and no one appreciates me. Or the other way, if you do nothing at all, it sounds like I give up so much for you and no one appreciates it, right? Like I don't go out to work. I don't take calls at night. I don't do the things and you don't even see. You don't see how much I give up for you. And so the resentment is still there. And it's not getting any better just because you didn't go after your calling, right? Like it's just as bad. And that resentful is exhausting. It's exhausting. So what should we do instead, right? Instead of doing all or nothing, instead of feeling resentful and letting life sort of go by and us be led by life, what should we do instead? And this is where the calm method comes in. It is a gift that God gave me, and I am so happy to share it with you. Super important for me to be here doing this right now because this is what it's all about. Okay? So what should we do instead? We pause. The pause. Take a deep breath. Like really, I'm not going to give it to you for homework. You have to take a deep breath now. I know because when people tell me to do things for homework, I never get around to it. Right? Feel that. The breath went in and the exhale went out and it took so much off your shoulders as it went out. It feels amazing. The calm method aligns everything to the core. Why? Because God put you in this world to have a relationship with Him, to serve Him, to light up the world. And instead of being pulled in all the different directions, what we're going to be doing is we're going to pull everything towards the same direction. And that direction is God. Okay? So the calm method, you can write this down if you want. It goes like this. 4 steps, C-A-L-M. First, connect to yourself. What do I really want? I want you to ask, what do I really want? Not what do I need, what I want. And I'm going to get into each one in a second, but I want to give it to you all so that you can write it all down. Connect to yourself is step one. Ask for abundance is step two. Listen for the answer is step three. And master a higher level of consciousness is step four. These 4 steps are going to instantly bring you back to the core and help you stay focused. It's going to help you make decisions. It's going to help you know what to do. It's going to give you the right words to say when you actually do this. So let's get into the steps, okay? Step one, connect to yourself. As I said, God gives you everything you need. He gives every single creature and creation everything they need. And God created this lack so that we have a want to fill it. Okay? So, not what do you need? When you connect to yourself, Feel into your body. Take a deep breath. Ground yourself. This takes less than a minute, even half a minute, a second. What do I really want? And here's the problem. We don't let ourselves want. It's like not cool, right? It's like people tell me I'm too happy. I'm like, what does too happy mean? But that's how I grew up. Everybody was annoyed with me because I'm too happy. I don't know. But it's also not cool to want, right? It's like, who are you to want? What do you think you deserve? So first of all, yes, you deserve. You deserve everything. Everything is here because God put it here for you. And you don't need to deserve anything in order to receive, right? We give our babies everything and they did nothing to deserve it. That's how we are to God. So you don't need to deserve anything. You don't need to be worthy. You just need to want. And God put that want in you. It's not a selfish want of like, oh, I want chocolate. No, no, no. Really get deep, deep into yourself, connect to yourself, and find what you really want. Because when you do, you're going to be able to ask for it. That's step two. Ask for abundance, right? If I connect to myself and I know what do I want in my marriage, right? I want to be able to talk about everything, including the elephant in the room. I don't want to walk on eggshells. I want to have fun together without the undercurrent resentment thing that we feel because we're women and we feel all these things, right? And like the, you know, we have antennas. I want to help him without making him feel bad about himself, right? I want peace in my house. I don't want to fight anymore. By the way, if you say I don't want, then find the what I want. So if I say I don't want to fight, then find what the turnaround of that is. I want peace. Okay? Because when you go after what you want, it's very different than when you go away from what you don't want. Okay, I'm going to give you an example just for fun. Two different people running the same exact speed, the same exact energy. They're running really, really, really hard. Like they're running the most that they can, the fastest they can with all of their might. One guy is running towards the finish line. He is running a marathon. And the other guy is running away from the bear and he's running for his life. They're both running the same way. But they're running with different energies. And you see that? So when I say what you want is more important than what you don't want, trust me on this. Take a minute to really go deep and say what I actually want, what I really want. And get specific. Because the more specific you are, the more you're able to ask. Okay? In business, what it looks like is I want to make more money. So get specific. Tell me how much, right? If I once had this coach who said, oh, you want more money? Here's a dollar. Now you have more money. You've succeeded. And it's like, no, I didn't mean that. Okay, so tell me how much. What does that mean? Because when you get specific, then you know what you're going after. Then you know what you need to do in order to get there, right? I want to get more clients. Tell me what that means. Tell me what type of clients, right? I want to light up the world. I want to do what I do best. I want all the parts of my life to work together. I don't want my business to take over. All those things are really important. And when you get in touch with what you want, it really fills you up with motivation, with light, with clarity, what you're going after. It's an amazing first step. If I ask you, what do you really want in your life? I want to stay grounded. Even when life happens, even when there's winds and things are thrown at me, I don't want to lose my balance every single time, right? You know, those things where like you're really up high and you're doing great and then you have to crash just to like do the whole thing again and be up here again and then go back down. No, I want to sustain this energy and I want to be able to stay balanced even when things happen because life is going to happen. I want to get more quality time with the people who are most important to me, right? That's what I want in my life. I want to be my best self. I don't want to lose my temper at my kids or at my husband just because they're the closest people to me and the safest place for me to vent. That's not cool, right? So I want to be in this like calm place where I can contain the parts of my life without having to feel out of balance. So far, connect to yourself. Good. Everybody got it. So step two, ask for abundance. Ask for abundance means that you are turning to God and asking for what you want. You know, one time I love this. It's like a submarine and you have that little like periscope and it goes do, 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 do. I think of when I was little, we used to see these like, you know, cartoons and they always had that, like the eye blinks at the end of the periscope. It's so funny. Anyway, that's the vision I have in my head. So there's this periscope and it's looking to the sides and it's looking to the sides. And it's like finding, where am I going to find the answer? That's basically what we live our life like when we're not connected. We're like, I sent my resume to this place and I spoke to this person and I called that person and I asked my neighbor to ask her friend and I called up this place and blah, 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 right? And we're constantly looking for answers and for results on the sides in reality and here in the things. And we're asking for help from people who are here. But actually what you should be doing is turn the periscope up and click. That's where the abundance comes from. That is the source of everything. And when you can click and connect to God and receive abundance, you will finally understand how silly it was for you to be looking to the sides. Okay? And we look to the sides naturally. It's just the way that we are in this world. It is definitely normal. And we get to be intentional. And when we're intentional, we create the balance that we want. So what does ask for abundance mean? And why did it come as step two and not step one? All of us have been told, pray, right? Ask, turn to God. And usually in times of crisis or in times when you need something, what is the first thing you do? You turn to God. The problem is that the energy of turning to God in the moment comes with this energy of like, I don't know what you want from me. And what is this? And why are you doing this to me? And I don't understand. And I just want to know what you want, right? It's like very icky, very grabby, very, you know, not, I don't know if I would want to talk to myself when I'm like that. But by adding this prerequisite, connect to yourself, when you turn to God, you've already found what you want. You've already put words to what you want. You've already sort of like made your mental notes. You made your pros and con list. You are coming from a place of, okay, listen, God, I thought this through. I really want this, right? Does my will align with your will? It's a very respectful way to turn to God. And it also shows that you're open to hearing the answers. And that's what we want, right? We turn to God in order to be guided, in order to get the answers. And when you ask for abundance this way, you start to get answers. And this is where we get to step three. Listen for the answer. We have all been taught to ask. Most of us have been taught to ask, right? Turn to God, ask God. But they don't teach us the skills to listen for the answer. I want you to be open, attentive, ready to hear God's answers, because God always gives answers. He always gives answers when you ask. It is scary how quickly you get answers when you ask to be shown, right? I will say, I had this situation a long time ago where I was praying for abundance, praying for abundance, praying for abundance. Like, God, I want abundance. I want, you know, to make it out there. I want my business to work. And then one day I just like hit the table and said, oh, I get it. I haven't been specific. Well, listen, God, I really want six figures and I want you to show me how to get there because I don't know how to get there myself. I need you to put me on the right track and push me forward. And that day, everything fell into place. I found the right coach. I found the right program. I signed up. I had the money for it. Like everything fell into place within a week when I finally said, show me how, help me, guide me. So when you ask, help me, show me, guide me, and you're specific about what you want, your next job is just to listen. And a lot of times we listen by taking action. and seeing where that goes, right? We're not sitting around with our feet up, you know, doodling our thumbs, waiting for God to send us answers. We are going and taking action, but we're taking action from a very attentive place where we have our eyes wide open to see, is this the answer to my prayers? Right? Sometimes it could hit me in the face like a pie and I will not connect the dots. And most of us are living life like that. You have to get really intentional, really in tune. What I asked for and what's actually happening are connected. And I can see step by step, crumb by crumb, how God is showing me the answers and guiding me to what I really want. Okay, so listen for the answer. The skills I teach in my program, we'll talk about that more, but it's such important skills. Do you know, by the way, that there used to be schools for prophets? Because prophecy wasn't something that just happened to you one day. It was something you prepared for. And then when the prophecy came, it was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, I was ready and I heard it or I saw it. Same thing. You ready yourself. You start to get into that place where you can contain the answers and the answers start to come because that's how God works. Okay, so we spoke about connect to yourself, ask for abundance, listen for the answer. And now what happens is I'm doing great. I'm up here, right? I got in touch with what I want. I was like, God, I really want to, I don't know, grow my business. I want to have a better relationship with my husband. I want to improve this part of my life, whatever it is. I was very specific. And then I asked God and I asked him to guide me and show me. And I told him why it matters to me. And then I listened for the answer and I started taking action and I started looking for the right coach and maybe I'm being guided. And I started, you know, speaking to the right people or hearing the right things. And I'm feeling like, wow, I'm really hearing answers. At this point, your level of consciousness is really high, right? Let's just talk about levels of consciousness for a second. Low levels of consciousness usually look like playing in mud, throwing at everyone blame and shame and icky and she did this to me and he did that to me and he said that and that, right? It's like very low consciousness and it's very comfy, not, but our brain tends to think that it's safe down there. And then higher level of consciousness is being able to see things from a different perspective, being able to sort of understand better, connect more, have God in your life, like really expand. Master a higher level of consciousness is step four. It's once you reach a higher level of consciousness through the first three steps, you are now going to have a choice. Either you get all excited, hey, look, this thing works. Next. What else can I want? What else can I pray for? What else can I use this method to, you know, get me what I want? And then you lost the whole point. You missed the whole exercise because you're like running. Now, instead of running in a hamster wheel down here with working hard and being busy, you're working in a hamster wheel up here of like running after the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. So yeah, you're working on yourself and your, you know, self-development and all that great stuff. But at the end of the day, if people don't do it right, they end up running after that next high of the self-development and the higher level of consciousness all the time. And it's exhausting. It also creates that up and down roller coaster because you're up here and then you're like, wow, I'm flying. The air quality up here is amazing. And look at the view. And your brain is going, wait a minute. We don't know how to fly. What is this? I'm not used to this. Get me back down there. And you nosedive back down to the mud because that's what your brain knows. And that's what it feels comfortable in and safe in. So then you're like, why did I end up again in the mud? I'm going to go and use that tool and I'm going to, you know, connect to myself and I'm going to, you know, connect to God. And then I'm going to listen for the answers and start to live my life a different way. And then you start rising up again. And very quickly you find yourself flying and your brain is doing that same thing over and over again. So you end up having these really highs and lows, and it's again, exhausting. So your other choice of master a higher level of consciousness is to actually master staying up there. You start to fly, you start to see things differently, you start to experience expansion, and you start to get answers and feel more connected, and things are working. And instead of looking for the next thing, you want to be able to stay, to continue, to master that level so it becomes your new norm, so that you don't ever have to go back down. And the way to do that is by celebrating, by pausing and saying thank you, by telling your friends, you don't know what just happened. I wanted to go out with my husband. I wished for it. I said, I want to have some time with my husband. And then I knew that it was impossible because he has a full day of work and I have to run errands and I don't know how we're going to make this work. By the way, this is a true story from one of the women who called me after the first time I taught this very many years ago. And she said, you won't believe it. I asked God, I'm like, if there's any way for us to have some time together, I would love that because I really love hanging out with my husband. I would love that connection. And I'm really in the mood today, like, to have that presence. And 10 minutes later, not exaggerating, is exactly what she said. He knocks on her door. You know, they're both working from home, but from different offices. He knocks on her door to check in that she's not in the middle of a meeting and says, hey, listen, my two meetings just got canceled. You want to go out shopping together? Because, like, you have to go shopping anyway. Might as well do it together and have some fun. She said it was mind-blowing. Why? Because, wow, right? So with that wow, hey, something's working. Something's happening. God is listening. This is amazing. Instead of being like, okay, what's next? Okay, fine. That was cool. You really pause and you really celebrate. And when you can pause and celebrate on every little thing that brings you up to the higher level of consciousness, what your brain starts to do is to reprogram that is not our norm anymore down there with the mud. Now we're up here. This is norm. This is okay. We're comfy here. And what happens is when you can harness the energy that you've just created, that higher level of consciousness that just happened, the experience that you just created, when you can pull that in and really celebrate it, what you're doing is you're using it as fuel to propel you forward. So awesome. Okay, so connect to yourself, ask for abundance, listen for the answer, master a higher level of consciousness. And when you can do that, what you just did was connect to yourself right here, your chest, right? Then ask for abundance is up here. Listen for the answer is right in front of you. It's reality. It's how God speaks to us, is through what is. You know why? Because God only does what he wants. It wouldn't be if it wasn't his will. So we look at reality in order to see what God wants. And it's really cool. And I'm going to actually teach you in a second how to do this with your husband, okay? And the last part is master a higher level of consciousness. The second you created that half circle, you bring it back to yourself. You don't let it drop. You don't let it hang. You do something that brings it back. You celebrate, you thank, you tell your friends, you surround yourself with the right people who get it. Okay? That is master a higher level of consciousness. Why does this work? Why does this work? What did we just do that worked so well? We rose above all the noise. We connected, we aligned, and it works because God is the unifier. It doesn't matter how many things are pulling you in all directions. When everything you do is for God's will, is for his sake, then all the things that are quote unquote pulling you are actually pulling in the right direction. And all of your energy is unified to serve God. God put me here to be a mother. He put me here to be a wife. He put me here to be here telling you this right now. He put me here to serve my clients, to light up the world, to have my podcast, to do a bunch of things that I love to do and feel called to do. And if I am aligned and really connected, then I am at my very best. And I don't have to work harder, and I don't have to feel like I'm not enough. I am just exactly where I need to be. And that unifier is what works so well. It takes away the resentment from everything. And I don't have to look for doing extra or look for things I need to take off my plate. Oh my gosh, can we just talk about this? Take something off your plate if you want more space. Why don't you just get a bigger plate? That's my biggest question to everyone. Could we just talk about this? Instead of telling people, take something off your plate because you're busy. I could see you're busy. So take something off your plate. Why don't we just get a bigger plate, create more space? That's exactly what we do. We expand ourselves and our capacity to receive more. God has so much in store for us, and it's us. We are the limited. We are the ones that are holding ourselves back. We are the container that feels too small. And if we can work on ourselves to expand, create space, to pause, realign, unify all the parts, then what we're doing is we are living our best selves with more capacity, with more abundance, with more tools, and a bigger amplifier that can amplify what we're here to do, right? Like the amplifier, you know, that thing that you scream through? I don't know. That's what came to me. How do you react when you ask and say, if Hashem wants, it will happen, then it all looks like it is going to happen and suddenly no. Did I do something wrong on the way? That's a great question. I'm going to answer it soon. Thank you for asking. That's a great question. So if it's so easy, right? I gave you four very easy steps. Connect to yourself, ask for abundance, listen for the answer, master a higher level of consciousness. It sounds fancy. Tachlis, bottom line, it's pretty simple. So why isn't everybody in this world walking around doing it? Why isn't everybody connecting like this all the time? And the answer is God baggage. This is something that I have found to be the biggest reason why we are not connected. God baggage is what we think and believe about God, that it's impossible to connect, that I can't lean on him, that I can't rely on him, that he's too harsh, too demanding, God is scary, God is too busy. Why should he care? He has bigger fish to fry. God is distant. You know, like that big boss that just wants things from me. All these thoughts, and by the way, they're very, very sneaky, right? We don't sit around saying, oh yeah, don't worry, God has bigger fish to fry. I mean, sometimes we do, but for the most part, we've been taught in school, in synagogue or church or whatever, wherever we were, to turn to God because, you know, he's the God. But on the day-to-day simple little things, it's very hard for us to connect if we have God baggage. And all of us have God baggage. Don't feel bad, okay? You're normal. You're cool. It's something you could do something about, definitely, when you get intentional and you work through. But it is the thing that really blocks the abundance. It blocks your ability to expand. All the things that we're thinking and believing about God are not true. Because if we actually look and see, and this is very much based on The Path of the Just by Rav Luzzatto. If we look, is that God wants us. God wants you. He put you here to have a relationship with you. Like, he created the entire world and all the systems and all the nature and all the things and you so that he can have who to give to and who can give back, thank, receive, right? Like, we're talking about receiving and opening our ability to contain. That's all God wants. He wants to pour into us and he wants us to have the ability to contain that, the ability to receive that. And he wants your attention. So he's going to whisper and he's going to tap on your shoulder and he's going to knock on the door. He's going to ring the bell and sometimes he's going to bang down the door because he wants the connection. And until he doesn't get that connection, then you're going to feel these annoying things like suffering and frustrations and like things not working out. God gives you everything you need in order to shine because he put you here to shine. He put you here to light up the world. And he made you the person who's able to do that. He's made you who you need to become. And when you believe that you don't want to bother God, or, you know, that you're insignificant to him, you don't want to be a burden, that's farthest thing from the truth. And that's what's blocking you. Okay? Let me tell you a story about my grandmother. She broke her hip a couple of years ago. And I, being the oldest granddaughter, and this special relationship with my grandmother, I call her up and I say, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to help you with whatever you need. I'm going to cook. I'm going to clean. I'm going to pick up whatever, you know, wheelchair thing you need. Like, really, just tell me what you need. I'm there. And she says to me, no, Patrini, you have so much going on. You have kids. You have a life. Don't bother. I'll be fine. And it's like, yeah, but I want to come. I want to pick it up and I want to bring it to you. And I want to come and I want to bring you chocolate and I want to make you happy and I want to do some art with you. Like, tell me what you want. And she's like, nah, it's fine. Don't come. Don't bother. Hello. What's actually happening here? Is there a relationship? Is there a connection? I'm being rejected by her thinking that I have bigger things to do, that I have more important things to do, that I am busy, that I am, you know, I don't know, whatever. It creates distance. It rejects my wanting to connect. And that's what we do to God when we say, no, don't worry about it. I'll handle it. You have bigger things to do. You deal with the big world stuff, okay? You know, I'll deal with my whatever. No, what you're doing is rejecting God. That doesn't feel good. When God wants, all he wants is to be part of your life. And what do? Say no. So who's in whose way, right? We're in our own way. It doesn't create connection. And that's what's called a thought error. Okay? And when we want to create balance, how do we create balance? We smooth out the process. We know what we want. Let's connect to yourself. We ask for abundance. We listen for the answer. We master a higher level of consciousness. You follow the crumbs. You celebrate the journey. And we lean on God. We learn to be with God. I once had a client who worked with me for 2 years. It was really fun. She was my first lady in my mastermind, and she was with me for 2 years through three masterminds. It was amazing. And in the beginning, I said, okay, let's use the calm method. What do you really want? She says, I really want to work with you. I really want to join this program. That's what she said. I said, okay, so what's the problem? Her husband says, you keep wasting money on these programs, these masterminds, these coaches, right? You keep paying money, you keep doing the things, it doesn't pay, and you promised me you wouldn't pay for anything anymore. That was basically her husband's thing. And by the way, I'm sharing her story, full permission. Somebody asked me, he's like, why are you sharing her personal story? I am 100% with permission to share her story, and she even came on here and spoke about it a couple of times. It was so powerful what I told her I wanted to share with you. So connect to yourself. I really want to work with you. Okay, so what do? Ask for abundance. By the way, connect to yourself. I really want to work with you. Only works if you really want to work with me. Don't do it for someone else. Don't do it because you should. Don't do it because you think I want you to. Don't do it for me, right? Don't do it because it feels like, oh, a shiny thing that sounds like good. No, no, no. Really get in touch with yourself. Like, does this feel right? Yeah. Okay. Great. Connect to yourself. So she knows she wants to work with me. Ask for abundance. Turn to God. Tell him you want to work with me. Why are you telling me? So we wrote together a short prayer, really three sentences, not anything gigantic. And I said, now listen for the answer. She went to her husband and said, I really want to work with her. I really want to join this program. And he says, what are you going to do? I already said, you promised you won't pay for it, and it's not going to do anything. All these other things that you signed up for and all these things you have on your computer saved for one day, like, Why is this different? She says, you know what? Batren says to ask God. So we're going to ask God because it's from him. And if I want something and God wants to give it to me, it will happen. So they agreed on praying for it and seeing what happens. And I think it was 2 or 3 days later. I don't remember the exact details, but it was very soon after a client of hers who owed her a lot of money paid her for 3 months of the program, like a big chunk. And her husband was left with his mouth open being like, you have to sign up for this program. And it was so funny how it came from him. And since then, he got a job, and then he got a better job. He started seeing all this success. And it's just because she rubs off on him. And it was the coolest thing to watch. So she expanded her business. She got better clients. She's doing really well. And she even says, like, you know, one of her testimonials is, I found freedom, real freedom, from vampire clients who sucked out all of my energy. She says about herself that she used to be a workaholic and she would stay up late and work, and then be exhausted. She didn't have patience for her kids. She got herself a dryer because she never wanted to get a dryer because she thought, I don't know, she wasn't deserving of having an easy life or something. That was a thought error we were able to fix in one session, and it changed her life. Like, all these little things that happened in her life, she says now that 2 years later, or actually now it's been already 3 years, whatever it was, she has such freedom she didn't even know existed because she was so stuck in where she thought was that this is how you have to run your business. This is how you have to run your life. This is how much it has to take out of you. And there is something really amazing there. So this is one of those things that, you know, if you want practical examples of how to use the call method, this is one of them. Connect to yourself, know exactly what you want. I'm going to give you another example. If you're in a fight and all you want is peace, right? I don't want to be in this fight. I just want peace. Ask God, please help me. Put the right words in my mouth. Show me how to create peace. Show me what I need to do, right? Help him see that all I want is peace. And very, very quickly, things start to turn around because God always answers and it always works out. It is so crazy. Now, somebody will say, yeah, but it doesn't always work out. And this is some of the things that came in. Even when it doesn't work out, God is showing you, I have something better for you. Okay. God only has three answers. Yes, not now. And I have something better for you. Sometimes it's just about timing, right? I've had people who were listening to my podcast for 2 years until they hired me because they just needed that time. But when it was right, it was right. And sometimes it's, I have something better for you. If it's not working out, it means I have something over there and I'll guide you to it. I'm not going to leave you hanging, but stay with me here, right? Those are the only three answers. There's never, no, I don't want to give it to you because meh, right? No, it never works like that. God is awesome. Okay. So now I want you to make it stick because I want you to create balance for real, right? My business is connected for real. By the way, connected because I'm up here very, very connected to God, but also super practical and very for real. I don't do like fluff stuff. It has to be in reality. That's also why I'm very into marriage and business because those are very practical and very real and allow you to see God through this world. It's very cool. Right? So what most people do is they skip the practice, the implementation. It's like, it's one thing to know the method and to sort of practice it on your own and see it sort of working. It's another thing to really use it, really master it. And I don't want you to be in this like middle of the night, swirling around with making a decision, not really knowing what to do, waking up the next morning and having no clarity, and then feeling like, oh, I have no one to turn to. I get it. I was there. And that's why I created my coaching. My private coaching is the only program that I have seen integrate both marriage and business, God and you. Those are, by the way, the four pillars of what we talk about. God is at the core. Your marriage, your business, your life work together towards that unifying core. And you are the container that holds it all. You get to expand, to allow for more space, to allow for more abundance. And that is what I do in my 3-month program. So I'd like to invite you to work with me. It's called Balance for God's Sake. It's 3 months private coaching program, and it's designed to create balance in all the parts of your life so you can go for your biggest dreams in alignment and with guidance. What's included, I'm going to give you the details, but basically you get 3 months with me. There is 6 VIP one-on-one sessions that we do. They're intense. They're 1 hour of real work. We do sometimes guided meditation that I make up on the spot. We talk through what's actually happening. We bring God into the situation. We get answers. We get clarity. Real magic happens there. You could look at some of the testimonials on the page. It's so funny. Some people are like, how do you do that? It's like, very cool. It's very cool what happens in those sessions. So you get every other week from in those 3 months. And between sessions, anytime you need anything, you have WhatsApp support. You can send me, hey, I'm having a bad day. I need a pep talk. Or, hey, my husband just said this and it really bugs me. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I'm annoyed. I'm whatever, right? Whatever is coming up, bring it my way. It's one of my favorite ways to coach. I can very quickly put you back on the right track, put you back in the right direction, and you don't have to wait until the next time we meet in order to get back on the wagon, okay? So there's the 6 sessions during the 3 months, which comes out to every other week. And then there's also WhatsApp support 24/7. Obviously, it's not instantaneous. I am human and I do have 8 kids, but I do get back to you pretty soon after you send it. And if I don't, remind me, like, you know, push it up by saying something like, hey, can you answer this? Because it really barely ever happens that I miss answering. Okay, so that's what you get. Another thing you get is the entire curriculum from the masterminds that I ran. I ran a mastermind called Flow for women in business who are in established businesses and creating flow. I ran one that's called Find for women who are just starting out. So there's a whole curriculum on that. And I ran Fly, which was just focused on marriage and helped you really, really hone in on the marriage and make it a completely different experience, like a real transformation. The idea is that you can completely change the trajectory of where your life is going when you start, when things are okay, and tweak it. And it's going to be a lot easier than having to wait until it's almost too late and then moving the needle. Of course, I have helped people who were in that space too, but I'm telling you, it's really beautiful that I tend to attract women who have good, decent, okay marriages, and they think they're at a 9 or a 10 in their marriage. Because yeah, it's pretty good, you know, compared to other people. But what they don't realize is after we work together, they're like, what I thought was a 9 or 10 turned out to be a 2. Like, this now is a 10. And it's mind-blowing. I didn't even know it existed. It was beyond my capacity of understanding and grasping. Okay? So it's amazing what you can do. If you think, you know, if you think you're good, there's great. And that's what I'm here for. Okay? So after 3 months in this program, you'll own your priorities. You'll have healthy boundaries. You're going to have an easier time making decisions. You're going to have better conversations about money. You're going to experience quality time with your husband and your kids. You're going to feel closer to God like never before. You're creating balance by strengthening the core. That's what lights me up. Your investment for the 3 months private coaching is $2,500. There are payment plans. The one that tends to be the most popular is $50 a week for 50 weeks. You put it on and you forget about it and you get results right now, right? It's not a membership. You don't stop it in the middle. You're paying the full amount, but you're getting the results instantly. It's extremely powerful. And people who have gone through it are blown away by the time they get to the second-ish month. It's like, how did we do that so quickly? So let's talk about some bonuses, okay? Because I love the program, and I also see that there is companion bonuses that really help you when you're just starting out, especially, by the way, now with the timing, because we're going into the holidays, we're going to start working right after the holidays. So anybody who joins now is actually going to get access to the curriculum early, as soon as you sign up. And you have more than a month to watch, to learn, to implement, to see how it works for you. And then by the time we start working together, you're already in a different place completely, and we're speaking the same language. So it's really, really exciting. So that's a bonus that's happening just now because of the timing. And on top of that, there are two bonuses that work really well if you want to start with something very specific. And because I focus on marriage and on business, I have a bonus on marriage and a bonus on business. The bonus on marriage is the Intimacy Masterclass. It's a masterclass I created a couple years ago of what you wish you were told that nobody taught you and nobody talks about. And it's about how to get in the mood. Why is my husband not in the mood? You know, how do I actually get it to work and to feel better? And how do I make this part of my life feel as successful as other parts of my life, right? If I'm doing well in business and I have friends and I'm doing great with all these other things, but then this feels like it's lagging behind, how do I create balance? How do I bring this up and feel really good about it, right? I call it success behind closed doors. The Intimacy Masterclass is so powerful, and it has a bonus of its own, which is sort of, you know, not something I talk about a lot, but is really powerful. It's a 2-hour questions and answers with a therapist that answers everything. We have something like 33 questions that were asked that we both addressed, and it's mind-blowing. Amazing. If you're joining and the first thing you want to attack or tackle is the intimacy, go for it. This is the bonus that you're going to start with. And then you're going to start watching whatever, you know, there are sessions, there are trainings, there are meditations. There's a whole meditation library where you can just pick a meditation, and it's amazing. The other bonus is Run Your Business Like God Runs the World. It's a mini course. It is a bunch of sessions that I did and am doing. I keep adding to it. There's time management, there's systems, delegation, and automation, all these different parts of your business that tend to feel big, heavy, overwhelming. And we take it from the angle of do it like God does it, right? Like, let's first see how God runs his world, and let's emulate that and allow it to be easy. Bring God into our businesses in a way that works and allows us to have our business work for us and not the other way around. Okay. So that is that bonus. And as I said, the third and most important bonus, in my opinion, is the extra time. So you are paying for 3 months, but really you are getting everything from right now until November 1st. And then we start meeting every other week and really seeing that rhythm start to take shape. The way to sign up is to schedule a call with me. I don't mind letting you just sign up like this. And if you are that type of person who just likes to, let's go, I know this is right for me, I want to just do it, then great. You could find a link in the emails to do that. But I do want to offer you a discovery call. I call it deep dive discovery call because it is an entire coaching session, an hour long, that is completely free, because I want to make sure that this is right for you. I want to make sure that I can help you reach those bigger dreams, that you are the right fit. If I don't see that you're the right fit, I will tell you straight out, I love you. I don't want you to do anything that's not good for you. And together, we're going to ask a lot of questions, collect all the puzzle pieces, and then we're going to build a roadmap that is unique to you. So even if you don't end up working with me, you end up knowing what to do next. And it is really, really powerful. Could you write down how much it is, please? Yes, $2,500 is $2,500 that you can pay in one time, in two parts, in four parts, in many parts, 50 weeks. You can decide how many you want. And I don't charge interest because this is the way I get to do a little bit more extra good in the world. Okay, so I know some people are going to say, but I can't afford it. God can afford it. Okay. I can't afford it, but God is running the world and he's the source of everything. And if I can use the calm method to connect to God and ask him, how can I afford this? Show me, guide me, explain to me, then God will show you. And it happens over and over again that people are just like, wow, that's pretty mind blowing. Because when you ask and when you're ready to be shown, you are shown. Okay? And it's really powerful. Okay. It's also somewhat scary to realize our royal, godly essence and to receive infinite abundance. It's an enormous responsibility to be God's child. Yes, but also it's easy, right? How hard is it to be a baby or a kid? It's not. Like my mother-in-law jokes that it's so hard to be 3 years old, but like really, really, we make it heavier and more difficult than it needs to be. Find ease, bring God into your life and find ease. This is what we do in our sessions is how do I let this be easy? How do I allow God into my life so that he shows me and I don't have to guess, so that I'm not throwing spaghetti at the wall, so that I'm not feeling helpless and just like lost? I want that. I want to just let it be easy, right? There is this innocence that children have that if we can tap into that and just be with God, then life is so much simpler and it's fun. One of the things I love, Mindy Wisner from Australia is one of the women who is now finishing the 3 months with me. And she left a beautiful testimonial video that you can watch. But basically what she says is, I signed up with Revitson to take my business to the next level without understanding what it really meant. All I knew was that this was scary and impossible. And she says, I had looked into other business coaches and they were terribly expensive and offer half of what the Revitson offered with results as the focus. The other business people, they're like results, results, results. They don't take your life into account. They don't care, right? So that's what she's saying. With results as the focus and Hashem not in the picture. The Revitson doesn't do overwhelm and doesn't let you do it either. She breaks up everything into doable steps and makes the impossible possible in the funnest way ever. And what I love that Mindy says is that we're very different in our personality, and having me around has really lightened up her attitude about her business and about life in general. And she's learned to show up in all the different parts of her life, which is really awesome. Really, really awesome. So I just thought of that now. I'll read you some of the other testimonials. Jennifer Backety, she is one of my Christian clients, and I love that we can all have this unity and feel so good working together. So she says, I started working with Batren since last fall, and the guidance and support I've received from her have been invaluable. As a newly married person living in Atlanta, Georgia, she's been helping me navigate my new life and adjust some old thinking patterns that have not served me well. My word of this year is elevate, and the coaching I've received from her so far has helped me to do just that, both in my marriage and as an individual. Batren's unique and inspired style brings a lightness and brightness that is infectious, and I'm most grateful for this divine connection. So I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Jennifer is one of the most awesome people. you know, Jennifer is a good example of someone who has a good marriage and has a good life. Her business is doing well. And every time we meet, there is a breakthrough because she has this openness to make it even better that I just love. I just love it. I love it. Mara Lesner is one of my newer clients as well. When I sent out an email asking my paying clients if they could leave me a testimonial, she was so excited to do it. By the way, Mara Lesner from Mara Inc. specializes in helping nonprofits get more visible and express what they do better so that people actually know what they do and are able to support them in a better way. So how to get more volunteers, how to get more donations, how to get your word out, right? She's amazing. So anyway, I am so grateful to be working with Revitin Batren Grossman. Her words resonate with me and are helping me grow my self-confidence, business, and relationships with my husband and God. I enjoy the meditations and takeaway ideas from them that I try to implement. On a personal note, I'm seeing my husband's perspective more clearly, which is very helpful too. I really appreciate that Revitin Grossman is accessible by WhatsApp and has guided me through fine-tuning my offerings, sending proposals, and figuring out rates. She has really held my hand and is supporting me in the four areas she focuses on: self, business, marriage, and God. As each area improves, they all improve exponentially. If you have the opportunity, run, don't walk, to sign up and work with her. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Revitin Grossman. You are welcome, Mara. I love her. I have to show you this. I'm going to actually share screen for 1 second because I have to show you this picture. It's so cute. This is so fun. There is a picture that I have to show you because when I said, send me a testimonial, this is what she sent. Jody Sugar is a photographer and she is multi-passionate and she is so awesome. We work together in the mastermind. And she said, I can't believe I made more money and I'm working less. I love that she gets me and knows how to help me thrive with my personality. Guys, Jody Sugar is so creative and so awesome and so smart about money and about success. But she was feeling like a mess in her personality, in her inside. And it was so fun to watch how that unraveled and freed her up to be the wife she wants to be, the mother she wants to be, the business owner. She created things and she really flourished. It was like, you see her hands? That's it. That's the result. And it's so fun. While I'm here already, I also want to show you what it looks like to work with me on WhatsApp. These are some examples of screenshots I've taken from WhatsApp. People are saying, I love working with you. I'm going to keep listening to this over and over again all day because it made my day. This is perfect advice. I'm so glad I asked you. You know, already getting answers without even asking. Right after a session, this woman got a call for exactly what we talked about in the session. It was so fun. There's a lot of clients that don't want to be shown because they obviously are, you know, it's their personal life and I respect that. But just looking at these WhatsApps and these messages, you can see what's actually happening in the coaching and how powerful it is. And I want you to see that so you can really appreciate it. Okay. So this is Balance for God's Sake. 3 months private coaching program. I welcome you to come and join me. It's $2,500. You can pay in one time. You can pay in installments. And if you have any questions about how to make this work, or is this for me? Now is the time to ask. And also you're welcome to schedule a discovery call and we can work it together. We can find the answers together. Okay. Let's answer some questions that are coming in now. I am not married. Can I join? No, sorry. I will gladly give you names of coaches who work with singles, divorced, widowed, non-married women. I only work with married women. It's my specialty and it is my purpose in this world. So that is what I am very clear about. The other question to that, by the way, which a lot of people ask is, I'm not in business. Can I work with you? And the answer is yes. The marriage part, I don't move on. But the business side, I really open it up to, you know, success, to, I have one client who's a doctor, one client who works for a company and is doing really well. One of my clients is the top of whatever department she is, and she has people working under her. So we help her in the role that she's in. So when it comes to business, I don't really care if you're in business or not, if you're creative, if you are figuring out life and you just have passions and legacy that you want to leave behind and you want to focus on that, that's totally cool. My goal for you is that you expand your capacity, allow God's presence into your life, allow the abundance to really seep into all the parts of your life, and create that integration between all the different roles that you carry, all the different hats that you wear, okay? Because I want you to feel that strong core, the alignment, the ability to do what you are here to do without feeling scattered, without feeling pulled, without the guilt, without the shame, without like, oh, you know, I wish something else. Like, no, really in alignment, really focused. My husband isn't into it. I totally get you. Normal husbands are, you know, they're husbands. So here's a couple of things that you can do. Number one, first, use the calm method. Connect to yourself. The last thing husbands like is to have to make your decision for you. So if you come to your husband and say, I don't know, I heard this great thing and it really sounds like it could help me. What do you think? So your husband's going to be like, no, right? Because he doesn't want to make your decision for you. And it's much easier to say no than to say yes. It's also very not attractive when you come to him for his last say type of thing. So connect to yourself, find out what you want, find out why you want it, find out that it's really yours, right? Ask for abundance, bring God into it. Before you turn to your husband, before you tell him, before you talk to him, bring God into it. Talk to God, walk it through, say what you want and what's the pros and cons and why this is really right for you. And then approach your husband. And that would be the listen for the answer. Your husband is just a messenger. If it has to happen, it will happen. And if it doesn't have to happen, it won't happen. And it doesn't have to cause a fight and it doesn't have to be a big deal. It just is. Your husband is part of the reality that you're listening for. I'll give you an example, by the way. At the same time that Tamima spoke to her husband and got the yes, a different woman spoke to her husband and got a blow up no. You always want to use up my money. You're never appreciative of what I have. You're, oh, anytime I have anything, blah, 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 right? You're always looking to spend my money. And he screamed at her like crazy. And then she said, oh, okay. Thank you. That was the answer I was looking for. I just wanted to know yes, yes, no, no. And he was like shocked. And she says she was so not fazed by his response. She just was like, okay, I guess it's a no. Walked away, came back and said, listen, my husband said no. So what do I do now? I said, okay, well, there is no no from God. It's just not now, or I have something better for you. So just keep looking for what's better. And she ended up finding something local that was more appropriate for what she needed. And it was covered by insurance. I don't know what, whatever. It was like a support group. And she was able to get on her way to creating the results she wanted. She didn't give up on her stuff and she wasn't fazed. She says that if this was in the past before she knew the calm method, this would explode into an entire fight. You control me. You control my money. You never let me have anything I want. And he would say, you always want to use up my money, blah, 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 blah. And then they would fight for 2 days, not talk to each other. He would sleep on the couch or she would sleep in the other room. And eventually they would just like, ugh. And of course, it would take a toll on their kids. It would make a big deal about, you know, all the family politics. And she said it was crazy how it didn't faze her because she was so aligned using the calm method. So, you know, it's nice to hear that all these people are getting yeses, but I just want you to realize there are times where the answer is going to be not now, or I have something better for you. And that's fine because we don't take it back. We don't throw it back to our husband and be like, oh yeah, well, okay, fine. You know, and it left him totally hanging. He was like, What? So that's really funny. And thank God, like, I've been following her because I know her, and she's been updating me about how she's doing. And it's really fun to see how God has really guided her to do the exact thing for her, and how to make her marriage and her life feel more aligned and in balance. Why now? Why now? I, you know, you tell me why now. I can give you a lot of answers, but I'd love for you to tell me, why is now the best time? So number one, time-wise, instead of just getting 3 months, you get almost 5 months, right? Because you get the extra time with the curriculum. If you want to use one of the six sessions right away to get you moving, you could totally do that. I could show you how. Having the extra time with the curriculum, just even if it's just to turn on a meditation that takes 7 minutes, is amazing. It's hard to explain the value of something you've never tasted before, but the guided meditations give you so much clarity about what to do next or help you really align. There is one meditation that I'm actually going to do live for anybody who signs up before the holidays. That's going to be a group thing. So, you know, just letting you know up front, but this is also a bonus that I'm thinking about. And this is the first time I said it out loud, but I really am feeling called to do for all of my clients and the new ones that are coming in, is the meditation that I do about clearing your pipeline and allowing new abundance to come in through this new year. So definitely this is a good time to sign up just for that. And if you don't sign up now, then what? Some people say, oh, now is not a good time. I'll find a different time. There's never a good time. There's never a good time. And your brain is going to come up with every excuse why it's not a good time. First of all, oh, there's a holiday coming. There's always a holiday coming. Okay. Don't give me that. You know, hectic times, my kids, my this, my that. There's too many things, you know, too many moving parts. If you sign up before these moving parts and the hectic starts, you go into dealing with that from a place of calm and ease and inner peace, and you are a different person dealing with these old challenges that you're already foreseeing. Right? You're like, oh, there's going to be a hectic whole, you know, holiday season coming up. I can't deal with it. And actually, it's amazing how one session can completely change your attitude about all of that stress and allow you to let it flow and allow you to really create balance on the spot. And wouldn't that be amazing? Another reason why now is a better time than later is because the sooner you start, the faster you get results, and the easier it is to move the needle on things that could get worse later, right? Like, the trajectory is much easier to align and to adjust when things are just underground, uncomfortable, or elephant in the room, or walking on eggshells, much, much more than if later it gets more painful, more stressful, more upsetting. And then suddenly we're dealing with explosions and emotions and back and forths. So now is better than later. And if you are already in that later where things are explosive and getting really tight and uncomfortable, then now is a good time because now is all you have. Okay? Like, you could wait till later, but why wait? Why continue suffering? Really, honestly. I honestly was almost going to cancel today because I had a headache and I wasn't feeling good. And then I did a meditation, and the meditation, God showed me that this is what I'm here for and this is what I need to do. And he's going to put the right words in my mouth and he's going to give me everything I need in order to do it. And I want to publicly thank God for getting me through this. And with so much energy, I did not even know I had inside me when I started. So thank you, God. And thank you for coming and for watching and for staying. It feels really good to say that. Okay. Let me tell you about this deep dive discovery call. It's really awesome. You get 60 minutes. It's an actual coaching call. I'm not going to sell you anything hard. I'm just going to help you find clarity. If it works that we can work together, great. I'm going to welcome you in and introduce whatever you need, answer any questions. If it's not good for you, I'm going to tell you straight out because I love you and I'm not here to work with people who are not the right fit. We're going to create a personalized plan for you. So either way, it's a win-win. Okay. So I look forward to meeting you in our one-on-one session. Okay. Love you all. All the best.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revitzen Batren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, you can be connected for real.